What happens when a creator who's made their entire career exposing others is finally exposed for themselves? How could a channel with a once shining reputation end up with devastatingly horrible dislike to like ratios and a daily average loss of over 10,000 subscribers? Hi, I'm the Internet Anarchist. I create weekly YouTube documentaries, and today we'll be looking into the tragic story of Illuminati, aka Blair, a documentary style creator that has recently had her reputation destroyed by going down a dark, cruel, and hypocritical path, revealing many lies and allegations that would ultimately lead her massive viewer base to turn on her. But to fully understand why Illuminati is facing such ruthless backlash, I first need to take you back to where it all began. Blair started her main YouTube, Illuminati, back in 2015. The channel was a shell of what it is today, as Blair primarily posted Reddit-style content before making the shift to the higher quality well-scripted video essays that she's known for today. Over the years, Blair would post content covering unethical businesses, whether that be evil non-profit organizations, multi-level marketing schemes, or even cults hidden in plain sight. Although Blair wouldn't see immediate growth, her channel would steadily rise in popularity, reaching 1 million subscribers by the 17th of August 2021. Blair had pioneered the anti-MLM genre on YouTube, and a very active community formed around her content. Blair was both well respected and admired by her fans and fellow creators, but even with the positive public image, it would only be a matter of time before the cracks in her facade would begin to reveal themselves, as Blair would find herself in a number of controversies with smaller creators. But it wouldn't be until she decided to pick on someone her own size that things would finally go south. On the 20th of April 2023, Blair would make a Twitter thread calling out the Legal Eagle editing team for plagiarism, with the tweet reading, "Not Legal Eagle editors approaching my editors to take my video style. And when they didn't give up the info, they literally copied it. Just changed the color from purple to blue, huh? Interesting." Blair backed up her accusations with a few screenshots of one of Legal Eagle's editors asking for help with an editing problem, with a tweet reading, "So I went through my emails and found this, just outright saying, yeah, I'm gonna do this, but if you could make it easier for me, I'd appreciate it." With the email reading, "Hey Blair, I work as an editor for Legal Eagle, and I was wondering if there were some After Effects plugins that you guys used for things like the intro for the first NFL video, where the lighter color appears to stick out in 3D. We could recreate it, but we figured there was probably a faster method you guys were using. Here's the video I'm talking about, just so you know what I mean. Thanks, Danny." She even went on to show his messages on her Discord server, with the tweet reading, "Also went to my Discord server to try and get mod to cop the style." Followed up by a screenshot of some of his messages in the Discord server. At the end of her thread, she provided a few examples of Legal Eagle allegedly copying her editing style, with a final tweet reading, "And to be honest, I wouldn't have believed any of this was trying to replicate my videos if not for the email and Discord stuff that was done preemptive to their video coming out. Like, talk about can I copy your homework? Yeah, but just make it a little different," shaking my head. From Blair's perspective, she had successfully called out a fellow creator that was trying to steal her style. But to everyone who viewed the thread, Blair was clearly in the wrong and acting completely childish.
"You're trying to claim the most basic editing style. Literally turn on your TV and put on 50 true crime docs and you'll find the same style in 45 of them. This just seems weird and petty."
As well as,
"It always seems to be actual plagiarists who seem to make the most frequent, absurd, and unjustified accusations of plagiarism. Not enough that they steal ideas, they have to go out of the way to slander others' work for having the most banal similarities."
The tables had turned on Blair, and now she was the one being accused of plagiarism.
Professor Hugh Fudenberg.
Professor Fudenberg has long been controversial.
A man named Hugh Fudenberg, a former immunologist who has been long controversial.
In 1989, he was caught up in a bizarre lawsuit involving the Food and Drug Administration, which told him he had to stop injecting his autistic child patients with blood products.
In 1989, he was caught up in a bizarre lawsuit with the Food and Drug Administration, which told him he had to stop injecting his autistic patients with blood products.
Eventually, Legal Eagle responded to clear the air and add context that Blair conveniently left out, with a tweet reading,
"Hey Illuminati, I think this is a big misunderstanding. Perhaps great minds think alike. No one on my team is trying to copy you. Without an exhaustive review of your channel, I believe we used those two styles before your channel did. We've used them for 3 to 4 years. Plus, the two styles are extremely common on YouTube. The editor you're talking about didn't even design either of those two elements. Again, we've used them for 3 to 4 years at this point. Danny is a great and thorough editor. When he reached out via email, he was just hoping to find out what plugin your team used on a particular video. A very common practice among editors. He was not looking to copy anyone's style. Danny is also a freelancer who makes his own videos. In the Discord, the video he referenced was about being inspired by your subject matter, not your style. The video he was referencing was a video of his own, not a Legal Eagle video.
Other users went on to make fun of Blair for a baseless accusation, and by this point, the entire situation seemed to be mostly resolved. However, this brief conflict set the stage for a much larger controversy that would change Blair's career and public image forever. Just 3 days later, on the 23rd of April, 2023, The Click, a YouTuber that was once part of a group channel with Blair known as Sad Milk, would release a Twitter thread outlining the various issues that he and other members of the channel had with Blair, with the tweet reading,
"Hey yo peeps, I have seen the recent drama regarding Illuminati. I left her and the collaboration group Sad Milk due to similar behavior seen in the recent events."
He accused Blair of being abusive in meetings, having anger management problems, as well as enacting petty acts of revenge such as digging up old out of context statements and paying people to try and find dirt on him. He recounted a meeting where Blair screamed at him for over half an hour, and he stated that when he and several other members left Sad Milk, Blair began spreading rumors and fueling hate towards them. Click finished off his tweet by explaining why he or any other members never came forwards with their grievances, quoting,
"None of us even mentioned the whole thing. We were just hoping we wouldn't have our reputations completely destroyed for simply walking away."
If Click's claims were true, then that would mean that Blair was extremely toxic behind the scenes, and the drama between her and Legal Eagle was just the tip of the iceberg. But it doesn't stop there. Within hours of Click's Twitter post going live, Hayam Wonder, another member of Sad Milk, released his tweet about his time working and living with Blair. Wonder mostly corroborates Click's claims of Blair being abusive to him during a meeting, and other instances of negativity. He recounts how disorganized the entire group was when it came to creating content. Wonder even became an editor to help out the channel. But unlike Click, Wonder had a first-hand experience of how Blair treats people she doesn't like. According to Wonder, Blair would actively use her legal team to censor anyone that went against her. Wonder also revealed a few personal details about Blair, such as her home being in disarray, and diverting money that was meant to pay editors to fund her lavish lifestyle. Being around Blair negatively impacted his life. Once things became too much for him, Wonder claimed he had to live in a car that he and Blair had a rent-to-own agreement on, a car that Blair would repossess as soon as he left. These claims added further legitimacy to Click's post, and it was further backed up by an individual that was the closest to Blair, Oz Media. Oz came forward with his side of the story. He confirmed and added to the growing number of allegations made against Blair. Her vengeful nature, overbearing leadership, and never-ending smear campaigns against anyone who questioned her. Oz didn't deny his involvement in the toxic cycle that Blair had created, but he also wasn't going to keep quiet. Things weren't looking good for Blair, but perhaps a well-thought-out apology and response would remedy the situation. On the 28th of April 2023, Blair uploaded a 40-minute long apology/response to all the recent accusations made against her, but this would ultimately lead up to even more backlash. Blair spent the first few minutes of the video issuing an apology to Legal Eagle for her poor behavior on Twitter.
"I just want to reiterate that I messed up, and I'm sorry for any stress this may have caused you and of course to your team. I know I apologized privately and removed the tweets with that apology, and I'm now publicly sharing that information with all of you."
Blair was taking accountability for her actions, but that couldn't be said for the rest of the video. Blair addressed the plagiarism accusation by saying that they're in the source document for the video, elaborated on her responsibilities in Sad Milk, and slandered the names of her former colleagues, all while making it look like she was the victim. According to Blair, she was the mastermind behind Sad Milk's daily operations and success. She was the one making sure that things ran smoothly while her co-workers like Click and One Topic slacked off and procrastinated on paying editors. When it came to Wonder, she portrayed him as an editor that she hired on a $50,000 salary that didn't do his job. She claimed that he would miss deadlines and harass other members in group chats. Blair also took the opportunity to point out that Wonder didn't keep up with his part of the rent-to-own contract on the car, so she had to repossess it. But it was filled with lies, and what followed in the coming days revealed a much darker side of Blair. On the 29th of April, Wonder released a twit longer that went into extreme detail about what life was like around Blair. He started off by explaining his role in Sad Milk, quoting,
"I'd like to start with a blatant lie on my role as a Sad Milk editor. I did not become an editor to cover my share of the joint editor payments. I was living paycheck to paycheck, yet always paid my share."
He also would touch on the car that was repossessed, After speaking to a lawyer, Wonder found out that the contract between him and Blair wasn't legally binding. Blair never stated how he even broke the contract and ignored several requests to have his property that was still in the car returned. His gaming monitors, a PlayStation console, and editing equipment were all being held hostage. At the time, these tools were a critical component of his life as an editor. And to really seal the deal, she even threw his YouTube award in the trash. Blair had actively attacked a former friend and coworker for leaving a toxic web of lies and abuse. Unfortunately, this was only one item on Blair's long list of vengeful acts. On the 2nd of May 2023, The Click uploaded a video that would completely uncover the true extent of Blair's lies and hypocrisy. He addressed the Discord situation and pointed out that most of the information Blair presented was taken out of context. He also called out Blair for claiming to be one of the ones that restored his channel after a month-long ban, when in fact, it was Click's MCN that was truly behind the ban being lifted. Blair only posted about it. The main portion of the video was spent presenting evidence of Blair's smear campaign on people who got on her bad side. He presented evidence of her in Discord chats trying to find any of his mistakes or past wrongdoings.
Going back to the rumor machine, here's the same chat room again. Digging through my very oldest content looking for dirt. Let's play Minecraft with Crazy Part 2. Minecraft Alpha 1.2.6. Ah! The R word is here. Minecraft Alpha 1.2.6. Jesus Christ. I was a high schooler in like 2010 playing Minecraft for my like 12 followers.
Oh. Blair even went as far to pay people to dig up dirt on him. To top it all off, she even created alternate Reddit and Twitter accounts to harass him. The harassment wasn't even unique to him, but almost everyone that they had on the podcast. Blair was the type of creator that would make it a priority to send her and get revenge on anyone who she claimed wronged her. Friends, co-workers, or even fans that tried to speak up were silenced. Blair's reputation hasn't been the only thing that's been taking a hit recently. In the last 30 days, Blair's channel has lost over 100,000 subscribers, and the exodus of fans doesn't seem to be slowing down. The recent controversy isn't the only instance of Blair attempting to slander and censor someone who she doesn't agree with. Back in 2020, Blair accused a smaller YouTuber by the name of Cruel World Happy Mind of plagiarism and would actively degrade her in public.
Do you know, is this a YouTuber? Can you guys like tell me who this is or what they're even talking about? Because I had no idea.
Yeah.
They come back to me. It's this small channel, I'll just say less than 50,000 subscribers at the time. And she sources me. She uses me as a source in her videos, for one. So I found it kind of funny. And she, I was like, you can't